Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it.
The journey towards feeling aligned in business, to me, is broken down into three main stages. First, when we begin in the coaching space, it's normal for us to adapt to what we perceive the expectations are of us to be successful. So that means all of the things that we need to be doing with our clients to make sure that they're getting results, all of the things that we need to be doing to bring in business, to market ourselves, and then all of the behind the scenes stuff to actually build a foundation of a business, all of the stuff that the unglamorous stuff that we don't talk about, you don't see publicly, but is very much a part of operating in the online space. So we step into the industry and we are overcome by all of these tasks all at the same time. It can feel incredibly overwhelming, although we sort of adapt ourselves to believing that I need to be able to do all of this. I need to be able to handle all of this in order for me to get to the level that I want to get to, in order for me to be the best at what I do, in order for me to build a sustainable business, to have clients coming in on a consistent basis. This is what's required. So we very quickly just accept that all of these things are necessary, all of these things are needed. And we, in that acceptance, look around for evidence to support that belief structure. We see what other coaches are doing and we go, check, 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 I'm doing that, I'm doing that, I'm doing that, or I'm not doing that. And then we add that to our list very quickly. So it doesn't take long for our to-do list to become immense, just huge, right? You've all felt this. We have all been through this stage. It really varies how long we stay in that stage. For me, it was years. For me, it was years just hustling and pushing and grinding and just creating crazy belief systems to support myself staying in that place, to make myself feel better about being in that place. Things like, one day I won't have to push so hard, but that's just the season that I'm in. So I need to really just buckle down and make it happen now so that in the future I can run my business the way that I want and stuff like that, right? You've probably also told yourself those beautiful little white lies. That's the first stage. The second stage is we get to a place where we're like, okay, I can't do all of this by myself consistently anymore. I'm burning out. I'm overwhelmed. I'm starting to resent the work that I do. I don't enjoy showing up in my business anymore. It's not exciting for me anymore. I'm not feeling inspired anymore. Something needs to change. And that's when we start to really look for systems to support us, to streamline our productivity. We look to, some of us look to team members. We start building a team to support us. And we really create processes inside of the way that we're operating. So it doesn't feel quite so sporadic. It feels more in flow, but we're basically creating these cute little containers to just put all of our things in so that it feels easier to manage, but we're still managing the same amount, if not more. Right? I find often what happens when we start to systematize is our brain goes, oh, well, look how much more capacity you have now to take on these other things, to be able to do more in your business. And more is better. More means more clients. More means more visibility. More means more money. I know for me, that was the belief system that was really, really grooved deep into my brain for a lot of years, is how can I create more space to do more things so that I can be more successful and therefore eventually feel more safe, feel more secure, feel more validated, right? That's the process we go through. So then once we realize that, okay, systems weren't the answer, right? I can systematize this shit all day long, but I'm still burning out. I still feel like I'm not doing enough. I still feel like I'm not making enough. I still feel like I'm not going anywhere fast enough. So what if, this is when we start to ask these big questions, what if there's a better way? What if I can do things my way and still feel successful? What if there's a bunch of things that I'm trying to do day in and day out that aren't actually making 1 ounce of difference that I can just stop doing? What if the way I used to be operating was a big old lie? What if what I see other people doing on the surface when I look around me isn't what actually is happening under the surface in their day-to-day life? What if I'm making a whole bunch of assumptions about what needs to happen when really I need to do 3 or 4 core things in order to grow my business and actually feel aligned inside of what I'm doing, actually enjoy showing up? So this is really when we start to look piece by piece at all of the areas that we're spending our time, and we start to cut things out that don't feel good, right? This process for me lasted, I would say, gosh, if I'm being really honest, probably 3 or 4 years of like assessing where was I at, where was I spending my time, what wasn't feeling good, what wasn't actually driving the results that I was wanting, and then cut, 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 let's not do those anymore. And then I would go through this whole process of feeling guilty that I wasn't doing those things, and then normalizing it and coming out on the other side of that and allowing that to be okay once I created evidence that I could be just as successful without those things. Like, that process takes time. It takes courage. It takes a willingness to be in that raw moment of gripping to what was and recognizing that we're letting that go and we're safe to let that go and holding some space for us to be in chaos around the letting go of that thing. So I think that's why it took me so long, because there were a bunch of things that I had decided I needed and I was so dedicated to in order to get where I perceived I needed to be in order to be safe. But letting those things go felt really unsafe, even though every time I let something go, I felt more aligned, I felt more free. So therein lies the shadow side of alignment in business that no one talks about, that I'm still inside of, that I'm still figuring out, that I honestly don't have a clear answer for today for you, but I want to start a conversation around, because I see this happening in my students. I see them getting to this place where they are no longer doing things that feel bad for them, that feel hard or misaligned for them. They're doing only the things in their business that bring them joy and fulfillment and inspire them. And in the absence of the noise, we are left with a whole bunch of open space. We are left with space. And for someone who had been filling that space with stuff for a decade, space feels really unsettling. Space feels very difficult, because inside of that space is silence. And inside of that silence is the truth that in the absence of pushing and gripping and striving and seeking, I don't know who I am anymore. There's this shift in identity that happens the moment that you align fully with who you truly are and the way in which you create, how you show up, how you want to hold your clients. There's this space that's left inside of you that is just screaming to be filled back up with anything. And so my pattern inside of this, I would say this has been going on for probably the last couple of years, the last year with great intention, is noticing my pattern to fill that space with extra projects or busy work or things that aren't actually moving me towards anything. They're just filling the space and the time so that I don't have to be with the truth that in the absence of those things, I don't know what brings me joy. I don't know what makes me feel safe. In the absence of doing, I don't know how to create inner safety. In the absence of achieving or pushing or striving, I don't know how to be with myself. I don't know what I enjoy. And then the more I sat with that, the more I realized that so much of the way that I knew how to love myself, the ways that I've been conditioned now for years to derive love and value from within, came from what I created on the outside, came from the things that I achieved, came from the money that I made, came from what I produced, the tangible things that I created. and how they were received by the world, whether they helped people, whether I was validated inside of helping others in that way. And so when you stop doing the busy work and you cut a lot of that stuff out, and you realize that there are just a few key things that you need to do each day in order to move your business forward. And outside of that, there's all this space that needs to be filled. It's incredibly vulnerable to not just fill it with random shit. It's incredibly vulnerable to give yourself a chance to know how to love yourself in the absence of achievement. And like I said, I'm in the journey of this right now. I'm in the journey of playing with, okay, in the absence of striving, on the days that I really don't have anything that I have to do, how do I spend my time? How do I be with myself? How am I able to meet myself inside of that stillness and not shame myself for not doing more? It's hard. I'll be honest, it's really hard. Some days are harder than others. Just the other day, I had a really sad day where I didn't have anything necessarily that I had to get done. And inside of that absence of achievement, I felt like a failure. I felt like something was wrong with me. Like, why am I not pushing for this harder? Why am I not striving for this more? Why do I not have anything to action today to move me towards my goals, these goals that are really meaningful for me? This mission that I have that's bursting out of me that I really believe in, why am I not doing more to get that out there? I think it's really easy in that moment to glamorize this idea of not doing more and to immediately make ourselves wrong for not doing more, forgetting that the more, all of that stuff that exists in the more category, were all the things that you were doing that were sucking your inspiration dry, that were robbing you of alignment, that were just distracting you from the path that you were meant to be on. It's so easy to forget that. And so if you feel like you're in this space of you're opening up time, you're opening up spaciousness, you are stripping away the stuff that's not aligned for you, the tasks that distract you, the tasks that you use to numb yourself, the ways in which you show up in your day-to-day that are just absent of passion, and you dedicate yourself to finding that path that's streamlined and simple and intimate and vulnerable. And you recognize that when you're on that path, there's all of this other space left over. How can you be with yourself differently in that moment of recognition, of awareness, versus flip-flopping back to how things used to be and filling that space up right away? Can we sit inside of the discomfort that that space brings to the surface, that we come into contact with the moment we don't have something to do? I just recently did something on my iPhone. I'm not sure if you can do this on other phones. I'm sure you probably can, but on iPhone, you can create different screens so that on one screen, you can have like all your work things, social media, email, like everything work-related. And then on the other screen, you can have your personal stuff. So for me, I have audiobooks and meditation podcasts, yoga, breath work, Pattern, which is like an astrology app. I have really nourishing things on that screen. Because what I was finding, this is so common, I'm sure you've done this hundreds of times, but in the absence of something tactical or productive, I was reaching for my phone and just scrolling social media to give my brain something monotonous to do so that I didn't have to come into contact with the discomfort of not doing anything, of being bored. Right? And so what I did is I shifted all of those apps onto a screen that's like set on a timer for a certain period of time through the day so that when I unlock my phone through the day, what I have on that screen instead of social media is, okay, I have space right now that I'm trying to numb from. Can I use meditation to connect with myself? Can I touch in with an audiobook that invites me deeper into myself? Can I turn on one of my breathwork playlists on Spotify and offer myself some space? And it's been working so beautifully for me, just knowing and recognizing that my pattern is to avoid the space, avoid the stillness, and to reach for my phone as a comfort. And then in that moment of reaching for my phone, having little reminders that if I'm looking at my phone, I'm trying to distract or numb away from stillness. So what can I access on my phone to invite myself into that pocket instead? That might be something beautiful for you to try playing with. This is something new for me, and it's been working really, really beautifully. So I imagine it would probably work well for you as well, just to create that separation from your previous numbing pattern outlets to new access points that direct you inwards instead. Right? I think that in this discovery of how do I love myself in the absence of achievement? How do I feel safe inside of space? How can I embrace boredom? How can I embrace stillness? There's a deeper conversation at play around how can I ignite a more complete aliveness in my body? Because the other shadow side to just constantly being in motion every day and never slowing down, never pausing, never being fully present in the experience of the now, is that what I noticed for myself as I got to a place where I just felt really numb all of the time. I never really felt immense joy, and I never really felt immense displeasure. It was always just kind of skirting along the surface of numbness, just going through the motions, doing the things I had to do in order to get through my day. And it made me really sad to recognize that, because, you know, it's something that happened over a long period of time. And I knew that it was going to be something that was going to take a long time to undo, to relearn, to rewire my brain towards touching into the bigger emotions available for me. And that includes the really hard days when I fall into shame and judgment and sadness and anger around not pursuing, not pushing, not striving, and letting that be just as okay as the days where I'm fully present in my joy and my creativity and my inspiration. And so I think my message for you inside of all of this is, it's great to push and to strive and to be busy all the time, but when we hang our hat on that as who we are actually training ourselves to numb to the deeper intensity of the human experience available for you inside of the pockets of space that aren't filled with stuff. And when it comes to becoming a true expert in holding space for others, we can't not practice holding that same space for ourselves to be uncomfortable in those moments. So if you're on this journey towards seeking alignment in business and you're beginning to strip away the things that you know don't feel good for you, and there's all of this space opening up that's activating something in you, I invite you to try on what it feels like to just be in that space and notice what's there. That's a question I've been asking myself a lot lately, is in the moment that I'm trying to escape where I am by doing or planning or plotting or anticipating, just closing my eyes for a minute, putting my hand on my heart and asking myself, what's here with me right now? What's trying to be heard? What's feeling uncomfortable? Can I name this emotion? Once we can name, we can identify what it is that's really under the surface, swirling around, trying to be heard by us. It loses a lot of the potency that usually is what's driving the need to escape it. Right? The uncertainty, the not knowing, the general feeling of I feel not okay and I don't know why, so let me just do the thing that makes me feel okay so I can stop feeling this way. A very general surface level experience of what's happening in your body is going to keep you numb. Even when you have the freedom to be fully aligned in your business, you're never going to be able to truly access it. It's the consistent process of touching into what's here with you right now and embracing it and accepting it and listening to it instead of just bulldozing over top of it that's going to allow you to better understand who is beneath all the doing. Who's really there? And if we have opinions about who's there, we're judging who's there, we're shaming who's there, I think the very first step is learning how to be okay with what's there so that we can evolve, so we can make different choices. Because it's not just doing more that's going to make you feel good. That's just going to perpetuate the loop you just escaped. What's going to make you come alive is asking yourself, what do I really need in this moment? Is it really that I need to work harder right now? Or is it that I need to pick up a fiction book because I haven't read a fiction book in 12 years? Do I need to go on a walk and feel the sun on my face? Am I craving expressing myself creatively in a new way? Do I need to doodle for 10 minutes? Do I need to pull out my watercolors? Do I need to get in a workout? Do I need to just like skip around the block and be playful for a minute? I was out on a walk the other day and I just happened to look up the hill beside me. The ocean was on one side and there was this big green open space on the other side, this park I walk by every day. And I happened to spot a swing set that I hadn't seen before. I imagine probably usually when I'm walking by that park, I'm in a trance, I'm up in my head, I'm thinking about what I need to do that day, or I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook, and I'm not present with my surroundings. Today was different. So I spotted the swing set, and I stopped, and I contemplated for a couple of minutes, do I go play on the swings right now? Do I like... I'm out for a walk. I have an hour dedicated to my walk and I know like how long it takes me to get to a certain destination. Then I turn around and it's 30 minutes back and then I'm back at work. But do I interrupt that to go have a moment of playfulness with myself? And truth be told, I didn't in that moment. I kept walking. I convinced myself out of it. But on the way back, I stopped again. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I went up the hill and I just like swung on the swings for 10 minutes or so and just felt how light I could be by offering myself the thing that my body was pulling me towards that I almost denied. I imagine there's little moments like that every day, little moments of available presence that allows us to learn something about ourselves. In that moment, I learned that my body's craving play. My body is craving connection to the playful side of myself, the side of myself that likes to be adventurous and spontaneous. I feel like that was a really valuable lesson for me. It was one step closer into understanding what parts of me are truly lovable in the absence of achievement. There's this playful side that I hadn't come into contact with for a really long time. And just by touching into that part of me for just a few minutes opened me to seeing myself in a new way for that moment. I think that's really what this is all about. It's not about aligning yourself with everything that you're doing in your business so that your day is filled with stuff that feels good. It's about aligning yourself to your life, aligning yourself to who you truly are. I think so often we just move through many iterations of our entrepreneurial selves, never reassessing how we've actually changed or what it is inside of us that wants to be expressed in new ways or felt in new ways. And I think that that is really actually the root of misalignment. Right? I think when you're aligned with who you truly are, you move from that place in a different way. And then it doesn't, the things that you spend your time on, it's less so a matter of fixing that than it is about understanding who you are and moving into those tasks from a new perspective. Right? Like posting on social media, for example, when you have a day where you're feeling really inspired and connected to yourself and you started your day doing something that felt really good for you, maybe it was yoga or a sunrise walk, or you sipped your favorite coffee or whatever that was. The task of posting on social media feels less daunting than moving into your day from a place of dread, from a place of disconnection, from a place of numbness. Maybe you woke up and you instantly opened Instagram and scrolled for 30 minutes to start your day. Right? I think that the more we can touch into our true needs, the easier it becomes to move into any task and feel aligned, because it's less about the task and it's more about who we are and how we're approaching it, the energy we're approaching it from, what it is we're using that task to get. Because when you're connected to yourself, it's easier to disconnect from the outcome of that post. When you're disconnected from yourself and you need people to connect with what you wrote, what you posted about in order to feel loved, because you don't know how to love yourself in the absence of that, that's when it gets really messy. That's when we say, social media doesn't feel good for me, when really that may not actually be true. It may just be that the version of you that's approaching social media is trying to grip onto it to get something that you feel unavailable to offer yourself right now because you're existing in a state of numbness. And I think by maybe temporarily stripping away that thing that you're pointing a finger at and blaming for not feeling aligned could be a beautiful step in understanding that in the absence of that thing, I still don't feel aligned. And now I have to do the work to be with myself differently and re-engage in some of those tasks, perhaps in the future, in a new way. I hope this gave you a lot to think about. As I continue moving through this journey, I promise to keep you updated on new strategies that I'm trying, new revelations that I have, new perspectives that I bump up against for myself, to hopefully offer you a path forward for yourself. I think this conversation is so nuanced, so subjective. And so please take what feels good and leave what doesn't. But if at the very least this activated a curiosity in you to explore this for yourself deeply, more deeply, I feel complete for today. So thank you so much for listening. I'm here if you need me. You can always reach out. There's a link in the show notes called Connect with Laura. If you click on that, there is like a type form that pops up. You can send me a question or a query, or just a comment, and it comes to my personal inbox so we can have a private conversation about what's coming up for you around this. Okay, I will see you next time. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thanks so much for being here with me. If there's anything you need a little extra support on, or if questions came up as you were listening, there's a link in my show notes called Connect with Laura. You can use it to get me directly, and I always personally reply to every message I get. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye for now.